Hear, hear, hear. The gates are open and all the paths are clear. Autumnal pelage. Hinging between September, October, say grey hairs, white rabbits. Stress forces a seam from the temporomandibular to the jumping muscle suborbital. Intimations of seizure, lunacy, lunalepsy, the flickering of little hairs, old moon rising, a blood-filled cuticle, aerial papae of bristly ox tongue holding the fading light, though the presence of darkness is proving the universe, while infinite is neither eternal nor unchanging. Don't come to me with your tall tales, wide smile of intent, your hidden agenda, O spoony-eared one. The fidget foot, the fold sitter, the go-by ground, the mumbler of cabbages, the windswift, the side-looker, the steal-away, the frisker in hedges. A fine tilt of the earth. Mazing, amazed, hick are to hock, hicker to hacker, stubble grown long shadows, grain too poor for flower this season, a rendering down to feather and bone. She ran her life away, her blood gone all to froth, such a rare cruel hunt, hair today and gone tomorrow. Flattened stems of redshank, torn integument, a form like the impress of a human knee. Bulge of the eye so prominent from behind we could see through directly. Set so high, jewel cold, through which the ordinary becomes luminous. The aqueous humour. Discharging focus across the motor cortex, random sightings. Malum omen, is it? Diverting attention from individual error and carelessness of execution? Is it to be late on reaching your destination? To be kissing the hare's foot? A bad hare day? Yet the shape of your path was visible from the very beginning. When all is done, they say, a hare is a hare is a hare.